Hello. Here is a little bonus edition of Two IPs in a Pod, recorded at the reception held after SEPA's recent event, UK Patent Drafting and Litigation, Myth, Legend and Reality, or Meet the Judges, as we called it informally. Take a listen as I wander around the delegates with my high-tech combi microphone and digital recorder, listening to their feedback. It really was a great event, bringing together some of the UK's leading intellectual property judges and almost 200 members. I hope you enjoy it. On with the show.
Lee Davis and Gwilym Roberts are the Two IPs in a Pod, and you are listening to a podcast on intellectual property, brought to you by the Chartered Institute of Patent Attorneys.
Well, Gwilym Roberts, fancy me finding you here after your busy day you've had.
So it's been a bit busy, hasn't it? It's been fun though, lots of two podcasts and six judges.
So you invested a huge amount in this, didn't you? Kind of the idea, the time, the energy, the enthusiasm. How'd it go, mate?
Oh, thank you. Quite stressful even so. The judge has been brilliant. They just said, yeah, we'll come. And I turned up and I sent them all the questions. And yeah, we'll answer anything. And then obviously in the actual event, they were just cheerful as anything and answered everything really openly. And quite very funny.
They were very funny, weren't they? They were really funny.
Funny bunch of people. Yeah. So, no, chuffed about it. A bit tired.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Well, we've only got to get through dinner now. So, what on you? And I'm going to go and find a few people to talk to.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Lee.
So, I am here at the post Meet the Judges event after party with a number of SEPA members who are going to introduce themselves because there's far too many of them for me to do so.
Hello, I'm Celia, known of SEPA Council and obviously Professional Development Working Group and Kilburn and Strode. And yes, it's all very good here, very noisy.
And who are you?
I'm Debbie Slater, I'm on SEPA Council and I've come all the way from Manchester to be here today.
All the way from Manchester.
It was work though, wasn't it?
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I could have sat there and just listened to them chat for a lot longer actually.
Well, they did like to talk, didn't they? So yeah.
Well, yes, but it was nice the way it was so candid. Really, it was and to get an insight into what they had to what they were thinking about, how the law changes and the impacts that it's going to have on the profession. And I thought they were very, very, very complimentary about the SEPA.
So it's the first time we've done one of these, Celia. How did it work for you?
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Obviously, pivotal that Gwilym was chairing, otherwise it wouldn't have worked as well. But it was really good. I like the audience participation at the end. That was really key for me. But obviously, judges always speak really well. But they actually provided some actually really useful advice. That was really good.
And they were a little bit human, weren't they? And funny.
What was that about?
Absolutely. I could have listened to them for another hour, to be honest. Because I didn't think that their insights... Because we sort of, not necessarily put them on a pedestal, but they're these sort of people that make judgments. And you could see that they were, real human beings.
I think we'll do it again and maybe make it a slightly longer session, yeah?
I think it needs to go longer. Lots of questions, yeah. You could have gone on and on, as you said.
Thank you both for sharing that with me.
Our pleasure.
I'm at the Meet the Judges after party with current SEPA Vice President Bobby Muckagee and former council member James Goss. So, hello both. How are you?
Very well. And what I particularly love is meeting all these wonderful friends and colleagues in the profession. So James and I, we go back a long way, don't we, James?
Yeah. We used to work for Jenkins, well, I'm still there. And it's just nice to kind of meet everyone in person again. It doesn't happen often enough.
So this is the first time we've been able to get a number of UK judges together in one place and then give our members the opportunity to speak to them. Bobby, how did it go for you?
I thought it was a very impressive panel. And I thought the human element shone. We always think about the cases, but actually it's the humans behind the cases that matters. And to see how they all interacted in a very open way was refreshing.
They had a bit of personality and some humour, didn't they?
It had a lot of personality and sense of humour, and I loved that.
So James, what about you? What's your takeaway?
Well, I thought they were very nice to us. they told us what a wonderful job we were doing, which is great. That's good to know. I would like a bit of constructive criticism, but they weren't going to be drawn on that.
Thank you both for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you very much for doing a great podcast. Yes.
Just for initially the microphone, can you tell me who you are?
Sure, I'm Joel David Briscoe. I'm from BAT.
And you are?
I'm Rob Sansby. I'm founder of Lucidity IP.
How was it for you, Joel?
It was amazing. I think in the when it comes to training as a patent attorney, because I'm still a trainee, I'm always thinking ahead. You know, I've got my qualification, and then I've got the litigation skills course to do. And you know, I've never actually heard a judge, it was Haycon, who said he thought he expected to see much more of us in the court at the IPEC court, and that I think was a big eye opener for me, because that's something I've thought naturally that I would try and do anyway. So I'm kind of curious now as to why many of my colleagues aren't doing that. So I'm going to be asking around a few questions, see what the big pain point is for people. But you know, it's also part of the reason why I wanted to bring the moot court in as well, back to the informal. So yeah, it's been a really great day.
And of course, litigation will play a bigger part in our members' lives with the UPC, rights of representation there, and so on. So Robert, how did it go for you? What's your big takeaway?
As Joel iterated there, it's fantastic to hear from judges themselves that up close and in person, rather than judges and you know, these decisions at High Court and Courts of Appeal seemingly to be such a distant world from what we do in our day-to-day jobs sometimes. But I think the big takeaway from us is for me personally is to hear how they consider claim amendments and the knock-on effect on the description amendments in particular, is sometimes description amendments to us as patent attorneys can sometimes feel like a bit of a pain and a bit of a unnecessary chore at times, and particularly sometimes before the EPO, it can feel like you're perhaps being pushed down one line in order to get the application over the line. But to hear it from their perspective as to how this can have a knock-on effect during litigation, that was a really, really useful takeaway.
Thank you. Oh, Joe, you want to say some more?
Yeah, can I just also say as well, it's the first time I've actually seen these people in real life. I know them very well from their judgments, and it's really nice to see how, you know, the way they write, it also really reflects their own personalities, and I thought that was really interesting as well. Just a quick aside, I found out these judges are actually human.
They had personalities and a sense of humour.
They do. I was really surprised. They were cracking some jokes, and I was laughing, believe it or not.
Thank you so much, both.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Joita now, who was one of our panelists on the Meet the Judges event. So Joita, how was that for you?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. I thought the judges interacted really well. They were very open with the answers and the comments and from the questions that were being put to them. Even the controversial one that yours truly did ask them. So I think it was a real success from what I hear, and everyone's enjoyed it. So hopefully we can repeat it.
Oh, we absolutely need to repeat it. So one of the things that struck me was there were a lot of members here. How did it feel on that panel, looking out on that big audience?
Wow, it was something I haven't experienced before. I mean, I've done international conferences where I've been mentors, but here it was fantastic turnout, and seeing very familiar faces. I think they were looking at me to make sure I don't mess up. But I've only had good feedback during the networking session, so it was great.
I know, you're absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. So, Aaron, you've attended this CEPA event, Meet the Judges, informally called. How did you find it?
I found it really interesting. It was very nice to see the different sides of our profession. The people who actually look at a patent that's been granted and determine, you know, whether it's valid, whether it's infringed, it's kind of what we do our job for, but we often don't get to see that side. And it was fascinating hearing their insights.
And you don't often get to see, well, you don't get to see judges singular, but to see them in the plural.
Yeah, exactly. And the way they kind of sort of discussed the topic about each other, I don't think they all generally agree, but sometimes there were some sort of little bits of disagreement between the two. But obviously very diplomatically handled. Everyone was very articulate, and I was very... which I guess figures they're judging, so I was very impressed with that.
So over to you, Tom. What's your takeaway? What did you get from this that you're going to kind of take away?
Well, it was quite an entertaining, actually quite a funny event to come to. I suppose the thing that I wouldn't normally do is I wouldn't... You're so immersed in the detail of what you're doing every day. You often don't take a step back and think about the fact that you're a part of a wider system. And there's lots of players there, and actually zooming out and getting to see the bigger picture, that's what I got from today. I thought it was really interesting.
Oh, thank you both so much. Appreciate that.